For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. After a roll call vote at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland last night, Donald Trump secured the Republican nomination for President of the United States with 1,237 delegates. He beat 17 candidates vying for the nomination over 13 months.
What we did getting the party's nomination, I'll never forget it. It's something I will never ever forget.
Trump spoke last night from New York on video to the convention.
And we're going to restore law and order. We have to restore, and quickly, law and order among many and just so many other things.
Tonight's theme is Make America First Again. Tuesday evening, it was Make America Work Again, but there was little focus on jobs or the economy. Instead, there was a litany of attacks against Hillary Clinton.
Join me in welcoming from the state of New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie.
Christie's attacks against Clinton were particularly vicious. He got the convention to act as a mock jury, which the Washington Post said was like a Salem witch trial, screaming guilty as he condemned a number of her choices as Secretary of State under President Obama.
Let's go to North Africa. She was the chief engineer of the disastrous overthrow of Gaddafi in Libya. Libya today, after Hillary Clinton's grand strategy, their economy's in ruins, there's death and violence on the streets, and ISIS is now dominating that country. So I'm going to ask you this. Hillary Clinton, as a failure for ruining Libya and creating a nest for terrorist activity by ISIS. Answer me now, is she guilty or not guilty?
In Nigeria. While there's much to criticize Clinton regarding her role in Libya and regime change policy directives, other attacks seemed far-fetched, like blaming Clinton for Boko Haram's attacks on schoolgirls in Nigeria. But it was Ben Carson who had the most bizarre indictment of Clinton at the RNC Tuesday night. He reached back to one of her role models from her college days, community activist Saul Alinsky, who acknowledges Lucifer in a 1971 book.
So are we willing to elect someone as president who has as their role model somebody who acknowledges Lucifer? Think about that.
Carson said America may never recover from a Clinton presidency. The Clinton team was very busy last night sending the press emails saying day two of the convention was built on the litany of lies heard since the beginning of Trump's candidacy. House Speaker Paul Ryan sucked it up when he took the stage on Tuesday night. He called for party unity despite well-known differences he has with the Republican presidential nominee.
What do you say that we unify this party at this crucial moment when unity is everything? Let's take our fight to our opponents with better ideas.
Mike Pence, Trump's ultra-conservative pick for VP, is the keynote speaker this evening. All eyes, though, may be on one of Trump's contenders, a distant runner-up, the conservative Trump called Lying Ted. Stay tuned tonight, beginning at 8 p.m. and running through midnight, for Pacifica Radio's coverage of the Republican National Convention. Alternative coverage here on listener-sponsored WBAI in New York. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.